Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. It has been a presence in the city of Bridgetown for well over a century, and over the many years of its existence, thousands of patrons have entered its doors in search of knowledge and for recreation. It was on this day, January 26, 1906, that the Carnegie Library was opened on Court Street. As far back as 1777, a literary society was established and comprised persons who met to take part in discussion on written works and to promote various types of literature. This was followed by the establishment of a library association in 1814. According to Sean Carrington and others, the Literary Society and Library Association were private organizations and were specifically intended for the benefit of its members, not the masses. The first library for the public was established after 1847 and was first located in Codd's House, which was situated on Court Street, across the street from the area in which Central Police Station would eventually be located. The Literary Society and the Library Association donated their books to the new operation. According to the research of Carrington and others, the space comprised only two rooms, with the books poorly arranged, their operations were poorly managed, and the collection was deficient in terms of the range of materials available for use. Eventually, the library was moved to the public buildings when those were opened in 1874. In 1900, Governor Sir Frederick Hodgson envisioned the development of an efficient public library service. He reached out to American philanthropist Andrew Carnegie for financial support. Carnegie was a wealthy businessman born in Scotland who, having moved to the United States, made a fortune in iron and steel industry. He turned to philanthropy later in life, and several islands in the Caribbean, including Barbados, benefited from his altruism as he provided grants for the establishment of public libraries. Barbados received £4,800 in 1903 towards the construction of the library, with the understanding that the library was to be free to the public. Building began in 1904 on a former parade ground, and when completed in 1906, it was a two-story structure with significant elements of English Renaissance architecture. The building fell under the management of the National Library Service when that was established in 1985. The building was closed in 2006, exactly 100 years after it was opened, due to structural damage and deterioration, and the library was moved to Fairchild Street. The original building still stands, even as in the years since the closure, attempts have been made to bring it back into use. One estimate given for the cost of refurbishing the building was in the region of $4 million. The Carnegie Library building was a place where many generations of students gathered after school and on weekends to do research for school assignments and to read the more popular books of the time. Adults utilized the space to consult magazines and journals and to catch up with regional and international news via the newspapers that were provided for their convenience. The library was very much a staple of life in the capital, and maybe one day soon it will be restored to its former glory.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.